to another episode of the Centel podcast.
Another one, as DJ Khaled would say.
The great DJ Khaled.
He's something.
He really is. I appreciate a man that appreciates some leopard print.
He does. He really likes leopards and tigers.
He does.
Can relate.
It's such a vibe.
I used to follow him on Snapchat, and then it just got to be a lot. Because he would speak to that lion statue. Lion.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, it was a lot. And he was always on a jet ski and really loud, so had to disconnect from him.
What a life that must be, you know, just always on a jet ski.
Terrible, right?
Can't imagine.
No, we're just stuck in fucking Drury, Pennsylvania.
Oh my god. We're getting another fucking snowstorm.
Just mental breakdown after mental breakdown.
I
can't handle it.
No. What is happening?
I don't know, but I'm over it. I need sunshine. Need it.
Yep. I need like 50 degree weather, at least.
Bare minimum, yeah.
So fucking over it.
Me too.
I almost like died on the sidewalk the other day. I like said a small prayer. I'm like, I am going down. This is terrible, but like when I think I'm going to fall, I'm like, just do not hit your face, because if I break my teeth, I'll like just kill me.
And that's so expensive to fix.
So expensive. And I just can't imagine, like, the feeling of, like, hitting your face. Teeth. I'm more worried about my teeth than anything.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I have dreams about my teeth falling out, and that's, like, enough.
Oh, my God, I do, too.
It's so terrible. It means you're stressed.
Oh, great. I have those dreams, and, like, I'll have dreams where, like, have you ever had them where you feel like you're falling?
Oh, yeah.
And then you, like, jerk out of bed?
Yes.
They're my favorite.
I used to have the teeth dreams so bad when I was in nursing school, because I was just like in a constant state of stress.
Ooh.
And I remember there was like two distinct memories of me. One, I was walking down a sidewalk and I was just watching my teeth disintegrate out of my mouth onto the sidewalk.
Ooh.
And another one, I got shot, but it only shattered my teeth. It didn't like, you know, hurt me, just shattered my teeth.
Oh, that's right, so weird.
Yeah, terrible. Hate it. And now I don't know if I grind my teeth. Ryan's never told me I grind my teeth, but, or, I mean, I do, I don't know. Something's going on, but I wake up and I have this dream that I'm, like, grinding my teeth. So I don't know if I actually am or if it's just a dream. Something's going on.
Maybe you are.
I probably need a mouth guard.
I was just about to say, you can get one of those fancy, fancy mouth guards.
Yeah, and then I'll probably choke in my sleep and die. So that's how I'm going to go out in 2021. Just gonna sip on my mimosa here.
Yes, we are partaking in some mimosas. I feel like I need a tropical setting.
Yeah, and I need to stop shopping to cope with my depression.
Samesies.
It's not good. It's not good. Though I will say I am disappointed. So yesterday I had myself a little day.
Oh yeah.
Just killing some time. So I went. I hit up all the places: TJ Maxx, Walmart, Target, and Five Below.
The staples.
You know, I was unimpressed with most places besides the Target Dollar Spot.
Ooh!
State College, Target Dollar Spot. It's on a new level.
Do they have the St. Patrick's Day stuff?
I don't know. I didn't really look at that. But they have really cute pots for plants. They have, like, the macrame hangers. I got blue light glasses for $3.
A fucking steal, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, I was like, oh my god. So wow. I kept it to a minimum. I only got three things, but I could have bought a lot of things.
I'm proud of your ability to hold back.
Thank you.
From the purchases.
Thank you. I didn't buy one clothing item.
Wow.
Yes. Only kind of essentials that I purchased.
New year, new stuff.
Here I am. Though I have been seeing on TikTok about like Five Below having the 2000s trends.
And they kind of do.
See, I didn't find any of them. Nothing.
So I deeply regret that the last time I was in State College, I went in there and they had like the blow up chairs. And I've been talking about buying a fucking blow up chair forever. So I wanted this inflatable chair. I saw it there. It was $5. I'm like, obviously, I'm going to purchase this. I don't know where the fuck I'm going to put it right now, but I have it just in case. I wish I would have bought two. We could be lounging on inflatable chairs right now, talking about 2000s stuff.
We could. Now, they did have an inflatable ottoman.
Oh.
That had...
Interesting.
And I think it was supposed to have, like, a fur cover on it, which is totally, you know, like, screams me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, eh. It was like that fine line. Like, does it look really cheap and shitty, or is it like actually kind of cute?
Right. And like, would it stay in place if it's inflatable?
I think with the cover on it, it might, it might, but I was intrigued. I'm like, no, I can't. I no.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't have, I mean, they had some cute stuff, but I'm like, nothing I need and nothing that's speaking to my 2000s soul.
I feel that. I almost bought a pack of 48 gel pens, and I'm like, that's probably 42 more than what I actually need. But it was only $5. I kind of wish I would have bought it, because anytime I see gel pens, they're like ridiculously expensive.
The Dollar Tree always has
gel pens. The tree. I'll have to check there.
I get them. I keep them in my work bag. I like writing in different colors.
Oh, I like that. I respect that. They have, I love like a Bluetooth speaker. And they had like the shower ones, but it changes color to like the beat of the song. So you can have like a little disco rave in the shower. It's a quality purchase.
Now I did want, kind of going off of this, they had like a waterproof light you can put in your toilet. Did you see
that? No.
I really wanted it, but they were sold out. Now they have like a shower head that changed colors.
I saw those.
But I was like, that's a little much. Like, I feel like maybe a little tacky. But the toilet one? Come on. You don't want to have your toilet lit up in the middle of the night?
I would.
I really wanted it, but they were all sold out. Very depressing.
Man, and I feel like you have to hit Five Below at a good time. Or, like, after they get their shipment. Because I feel like if you don't, then you're not getting, there's nothing.
I'm going to make a bold statement and say I think the Altoona, Walmart, and Five Below are better than the State College.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Like, I hate going to the Altoona Walmart, but.
The last time it was at the Altoona Walmart. No. Two times. The last two times I've been there. The first time I walked into the entrance, looked to my right, and there was a gentleman lying on the ground.
Oh.
I'm like, is he deceased? Is he having a seizure? Does what is happening? Right. Does someone need to like assist him? Mm-hmm. It was very alarming. The last time I think I was there, there was like a 4-car pileup collision outside of the Walmart. And I said, this is my sign from God that I don't ever have to come back here.
Yeah. There are other Walmarts.
That intersection will take your life.
It will. It really will. I do get some anxiety anytime I have to go in the vicinity.
It's terrifying there.
Yes. But yeah, I don't know. Like, they had none of the trendy TikTok clothes at Walmart. None of them.
Ridiculous. None of them.
I was like, this is so sad. And I went because, again, I never go to Walmart. And I was in a different Walmart. And they were in, like, the men's department. They were just, like, oversized tees. And I'm like, I regretted not buying them. They were on clearance for $5.
Oh, what a steal, man.
I know. I'm like, I'll just go to a different Walmart, you know. They didn't have them.
Not all Walmarts are the same.
They are. I think we need a t-shirt that says that.
We truly do.
Yeah, but nothing, no. Now, they did have some of, like, the clearance boots that they're talking about all over TikTok.
Ooh. You know,
this bitch does not need another boot.
No. We do not need another boot.
I did finally get my Ugg slips.
Ooh, I do love those Ugg slips. Those are fancy. What a vibe. Love the detail. They look very comfy.
They're great.
I love Ryan them.
Finally coming through with the slippers.
Ryan, shout out to you. Also, we can currently hear him. He is shaping the minds of the youth downstairs in the basement right now.
Yes.
So,
bless him.
There's a lot happening in this house right now.
I know. My dog's going to town on the bone.
He's kind of staring at me like he may attack me. He might give me a kiss.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we're just trying to sip on some mimosas here.
Yes. We're just vibing on a Wednesday.
I need to go to the grocery store because we're getting yet another fucking snowstorm.
I literally cannot. I just can't.
We're struggling here.
We are seriously struggling. It is a struggle. Like, this morning I woke up and I literally stared at the ceiling for like 10 minutes. So I'm like, it's so fucking cold. Like, I can't move.
So depressing.
So depressing. I door dashed the other night because I physically was like, I cannot leave the house again.
Rough life.
And then it took an hour and a half to get a Primanti sandwich. The terrible.
I can't speak on DoorDash. because I don't DoorDash. There's nothing for me to DoorDash here.
That's true. We're kind of upsetting. I mean, I feel like you should have a service. I mean, you could always contact B-Rad.
True.
He's going to be a full-time Dasher.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, maybe I'll just text him and be like, listen, I'll pay you $10 to bring me some food.
He would totally do it. I mean, he does DD. Well, that could be DoorDash or designated driver, really.
Or Dunkin' Donuts.
Or Dunkin' Donuts. He does love Dunkin' Donuts.
So all the above. Yeah, you know, $5 tip, $5 Dunkin' gift card. I mean, I think he's set.
I think he's ready to roll. It's the way to go. We'll just hustle B-Rad.
I mean, that's the best bet at this point.
He's also my IT guy. Anytime I have a question, I ask him.
Jack of all trades here.
He truly is, because he loves to like wander the aisles of Best Buy. Like it's a hobby of his.
Oh.
So that's what we're dealing with. He knows more than I do.
Good for him, I guess. My new hobby is I'm trying to grow plants. I currently have
What kind of plants?
I currently have a spider plant and she's thriving.
Ooh, a spider plant.
Oh no. Snake. Snake plant. Sorry. Oh. Snake.
Ooh, look at you.
So, yeah, I'm going to get some plants. But I also think that could be expensive, so it might be in the ass. But I'm just going to tend to these plants.
I think you can do it. I honestly and truly feel in my heart that you can do that.
Thank you. I appreciate the thought.
I feel like you could have a thriving garden.
No, that's not true. I killed the garden last year. However, Ryan is going to tend to a garden this year.
I feel like he could be a garden guy for sure.
Not me.
Wrong bitch. I purchased a set of paints and brushes and I bought some canvases because I had this thought a few weeks ago that I was gonna like really like dive into some art. I have not since touched it.
Are you artistic?
I really was trying to dive in and just see if I was.
Okay, so no offense, but that's probably a no. So
you just wait. I'm going to gift you a painting.
All right. I'm waiting.
You might see it in about 2 to 3 years, but
we'll see what you can come up with. I'm willing to wait and see.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
All right.
I love when I have these spur of the moment decisions and then I dive fully in and then I don't.
See, I don't do things like that, but I do, like, I wake up one morning and I'm like, I need to change my whole house, or I need all new furniture, or I need to paint my whole house. I'm very drastic in those departments.
In those ways, yes. Yeah. Or a new wardrobe. I feel like that's a constant uphill battle.
I currently have this large H&M bag, and that's all returns. I need to...
Did we talk about on here when we went to H&M and had a manic episode?
I think we did.
Okay.
I think we did last week.
Because I still have the shit sitting in a bag.
It's right there and it needs to go back.
Yeah. Same. Mine needs to go back. I don't know who the fuck I thought it was.
Not good.
Do not recommend going shopping when you just want to grab as much shit as possible.
Never
in such a short
well.
Amount of
time.
No. And now I'm sitting by a nice pile of thrifted goods that I will be taking home.
Because I, again, just see things. I'm like, yep. Cheetah print, yep. Sports team, yeah. Doesn't matter what it is.
In the basket.
Yeah, not good.
It happens.
We're just not well on a lot of levels
here. No, we are not.
But also, Britney Spears is not either.
She is not well, so we are totally going to dive into that next. Britney Jean Spears.
So I don't know what, I don't know if Gen Z was like making a big deal out of the documentary because they like aren't fully invested in Britney, or I don't know. I had such high hopes for this, documentary, is that what we're calling it? Such high hopes, but I really didn't feel like I learned anything new.
I don't either. Like, it's kind of like I said to you before, I feel like it was a good introduction for people that maybe aren't like educated on like what's going on with her, that aren't psychopaths like myself that do like deep dives and like listen to like podcasts and stuff about it. Cause like, I do think it's genuinely interesting how fucked up this whole thing is.
Yeah. And I did think it was interesting that was her brother.
Mm-hmm.
when he like briefly touched base on it and was like he just wouldn't like fully disclose everything that was going on. And I think they know it's shady and shitty and
yeah,
not right. Like what they're doing.
Like they know it's wrong. Like I feel like he almost spoke about her like she was property. Yeah. Like that was kind of the vibe I got. Like yeah. She like wasn't capable of making her own decisions because she was a woman was kind of the vibe that I got from him.
Yeah. But we should do like an update. I don't know. Did you read any more into like the her dad losing the conservatorship?
No, I didn't.
Me neither. We'll have to look into that. So I know she has at least like some financial freedom now. Like all the money isn't being controlled by him.
Oh, good.
Which is good. Now, I don't know if there was, like, multiple parts to the conservatorship, but, yeah, at least she would have some. She can spend her money that she...
So she's like, can she go to Target tomorrow if she wants to?
I don't know. Like because that's... I know he was, like, controlling, too, like, what she could do for work. Like, releasing music or do the tours. I mean, obviously, I don't think she's going to, like, tour tomorrow, but I think... I think if she wanted to record an album, she could because she would have the financial reins over it then. But that's why she said she didn't want to do anything new while her dad was still like in control of her finances and stuff.
That makes sense. So like if he's not in control of it anymore, I wonder because like he was making such a high percentage. Like would he not make that anymore then?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love like, listen, if Britney Spears doesn't want to tour anymore – I get it. Mm-hmm. Maybe just do one final farewell for everybody.
At least an album.
Yes. One album, maybe do a farewell tour, and then hang it up.
Yeah.
I think the people need it.
I need it.
I completely need it. I would drain my life savings to, like, be in the front row.
I would, too. I mean, maybe not drain my life savings, but I would spend a lot of money to see it.
I think it would be such, like, a worthy purchase. Well, did you see the video that, like, her son did an Instagram Live.
Okay.
And which is kind of weird to, like, hear her son talk. You know what I mean?
Because, like, big people.
Yeah, they're, like, humans, which is, like, weird to say, but, like, you never hear them. Like, you only see them. And he was talking, and he said that his mom, like, doesn't know if she wants to, like, do music anymore, which made me very sad.
That is sad.
But then he did say, he's like, oh, yeah, like, my pap, like, he's such a dick. Because somebody, like, made a comment, like, about him and, like, the conservatorship. Yeah. So I don't think anybody is truly a fan of this dude.
No. And I even, like, her mom, I know, was trying to get, like, in on the conservatorship because she didn't want the dad to have, like, any power over her because I think he's a psychopath.
I think so, too. Like, it's clear from, like, the beginning, like, when you watch the documentary and they really, like, dive, like, into, like, the beginnings and they say that he was really only concerned about, like, the money amounts of, like, things, like, how much it would cost for her to, like, even train or do anything. Yeah. And then once she was making a turnaround, like, how much am I going to profit?
And how can she make more money for me?
Mm-hmm. That seemed to be the only thing, like, he was concerned about. And, like, I find it heartbreaking because I don't know if they touched on the documentary or not, but one of the main reasons she wanted to be famous was so that her mom could have financial independence from her dad.
Yeah.
So, like, I just think it's really fucked up how it ended up happening.
It's just a little...
Well, they're all named Jamie. True. Every fucking member of this family is named Jamie.
Yeah.
Which is very confusing.
It is. Jamie Lynn, Jamie Lynn, Jamie Jr.
Jamie Jr. Like, they're all fucking...
the same.
Jamie.
I know, it's fucking weird.
Because is the brother's name Jamie?
I don't know.
Hold on. I gotta do a light Google. I'm like, maybe Brittany is the only one that's not named Jamie.
I think...
Okay, his name is Brian.
Okay. But Brian and Brittany, come on. What is going on here?
There's nothing I hate more than a family that's all has the same, like, I hate, like, when someone, like, names all their kids, like, listen, love the Kardashians, but Jesus, like, I don't know, there's something about it that weirds me out.
And names that typically aren't that letter, and they're just making it that letter.
Yes.
To fit in. Like, you should not be Courtney with a K. I'm sorry.
Or even Chloe with a K, because I think it's typically with a C, isn't it?
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me as much, but the Courtney really gets me.
Mm, I feel that.
Like, and Kylie can go both ways. I guess it can be a K or a C, but...
Oh, that's true. So I was just thinking, like, Kylie, Kendall, Robert's the only one, but because, wow, you know, of Robert Kardashian, that makes sense.
These families, wild, man.
So fucking wild. And then I feel like another layer of this that we got to talk about is this whole, like, honestly, I think this might, okay. So in the documentary, they do touch on, like, her breakup with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And I get what they were trying to, like, convey, that, like, they really, like, put him up on a pedestal and really, like,
yeah,
drug her down and said stuff about, like, her character and, you know, the way she's presenting herself is, yeah, the reason. And, like, I get it. But they never, like, directly, like, blamed him. And then I feel like TikTok just went fucking wild. Like, Gen Z just, like, attacked JT. Like, we've all known JT's, like, low-key a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, am I missing something? Because I saw, like, the TikToks before I watched the documentary, and they're bashing him. And I'm like, oh my god, what are they going to tell me in this documentary that is so bad? And I'm like, I mean, I think, it, like, I don't know that I specifically knew that, but I feel like it was implied. Like, doesn't the girl always kind of get blamed? Oh, she cheated on him. Oh.
Right, like, she's such a slut. Like, I feel like that's always just, like, the thing.
Yeah.
So, and, like, this is terrible, I guess, to say, too, because it's not a comparison, but, like, it was a different time back then. The media was different.
Yeah.
The way they treated celebrities was a lot different. So, like, them, like, pinning each other against one another was just kind of how it was.
Yeah.
They did that with every couple. They did it.
Brad and Angelina.
Yep. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. Yeah. They literally did it with everybody. Like, the media really tried to create conflict. Because that's how, yeah, they're fucking getting paid.
Yeah.
So, I think it would be very hard because she was so young and she had so much attention. And they were so critical of her. Like, I get it. Like, the head shaving thing makes sense. I relate to it today. Like, I get it.
Same. I'm like, am I going to pull a Britney and have to, like, have a mental breakdown and shave my head today?
Same. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? It'd be a clean slate. Wear a wig for a few months. Maybe my hair will grow back in a nice manner. Who knows?
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. And I get, and I would get, like, a temporary conservatorship.
Right.
Like, okay, obviously this homegirl is making millions and millions of dollars. You shave your head, you know, you bash out a window or two. You might not be in the best mental state. So, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have access to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Correct.
But guess what? She came out of it and was okay and was doing all right. Like,
right. Like, she was doing good. And, like, she was obviously, like, well enough to tour. Also, like, a side note, like, I know she has some, like, lavish things, but she never seemed like a celebrity that, like, went out of her way
to blow, yeah,
like,
millions of dollars.
Right.
But, I guess she never really had the chance because,
it's, like, true.
I mean, you think she made all this money, like, starting out, and she probably just wanted, like, normal things.
I mean, she wore, like a Von Dutch hat, like a graphic tee, cut off shorts,
yeah,
and ate fucking Cheetos. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? That's, like, as down to earth, I feel like, as you can get. Like, yes, I know that she wears designer stuff, but, like,
yeah,
I don't feel like she's as excessive as some people at that time were. Like, you, same, look at Nicole Richie.
Yeah, she was not a Paris.
She was not a Paris. I mean, just, I don't know, like, the more I reflect back to it, like, I think that's why she's so relatable to so many people. But,
well, hopefully this is on the way to freeing Britney.
I hope Britney is free. I hope she can drive one day.
I know.
And I'm really a fan of her boyfriend that she has right now. Like, she's really,
decent, yeah,
he stood up for her. He kind of called Jamie out, which,
good,
I truly appreciate.
POS.
Seriously.
Well, good. Maybe this is the, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
We are half delusional right now, I feel.
Yeah. So hopefully this is going good for Britney.
We have all our peace and blessings are sent out to Britney. I'm hoping that this is we're both hoping this is the turnaround for her.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in a year or two, we'll be at a Britney concert.
Fingers crossed. I need it.
I think that's what our soul definitely needs.
I need to see Brittany.
Ad break. If you're a loyal listener to the Sentel podcast, you know that we're two bitches that love to shop. And if you're new here, then I'm sure you've picked up on that. We love to find the deals, and we're here to help you find the deals on clothing we love and wear ourselves. We recently discovered the Mud Honeys Boutique, and they're based out of Kentucky. They make custom t-shirts that we both love at super affordable prices, and they only release a limited number of custom graphic t-shirts and sweatshirts, so you know that you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece. And they offer so many other cute pieces and accessories, too. Check out their website, shopthemudhoneys.com, and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Again, use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Now back to the show. So continuing on with our 2000s theme, I really felt like we needed to touch on items that like every girl in the like late 90s, early 2000s had in their bedroom. So I thought it'd be fun. I found this list on Cosmo, and it's like the top 16 things that every girl had in their bedroom growing up. So I think this is super fun.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. So number one is boy band posters on walls and ceilings.
Yes.
For sure. Yes.
I don't know that I ever put them on my ceiling, but I definitely had them on my walls.
I definitely had it on my ceiling as well. I actually have this picture. It's actually a Polaroid. It's really sick, of Brad when he was like a baby. And he's in my like old bedroom, like back at like my dad's. So it's super old. And there's just posters. Like the whole fucking wall is posters. It's great.
Yes. That was definitely a thing. I remember when you would get subscriptions to magazines. And you would just like wait for them to come so you could put some new posters on your wall.
Oh my God. And you had to like oh so delicately like open the staples like in the middle of like the magazine so you didn't like fuck up the poster. Oh, that was so exciting. And I loved the Good Charlotte poster. I had a lot of Good Charlotte posters.
I don't really remember who I had, but I do remember having posters on my wall.
Love it. And I also loved like, so like at Del Grosso, like the local like amusement park,
you could
play like the games or like buy like the posters. I loved that. That was so fun.
That was fun. Good times.
Memes. All right. Number two. So this one I didn't have. I don't know if you had it. A wavy mirror from IKEA.
No. And can I see a picture of this? It's not showing up on my. Oh. No, I mean, I did have, like, a shitty-ass mirror on my wall. I feel like that counts.
Same. Like, I just had, like, a standard, like, one you buy at, like, the dollar store for, like, $5. Like, just a standard, like, wall mirror.
We also don't really have an IKEA around us, so I mean.
No. Central PA does not have an IKEA. So, that one's out for us. Number three is inflatable furniture.
I did try to have an inflatable chair at one point. I don't know how long it lasted. I don't think it was like a long-term thing for me, but yeah, I did have one.
I had one too.
I think mine had glitter in it, if I remember correctly. Mine was neon.
Neon. I love it, and I can't remember what mine was like. All I can remember is I had the Sabrina the Teenage Witch phone, which this might come later, like, because I know phones were, like, a big thing. Like, having your own, like, landline was, like, the dream. But I had this, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch phone, and anytime it rang, like, Salem, like, would talk, like, as it was ringing. It was the coolest fucking thing. But I remember vividly sitting on an inflatable chair. I just can't remember what it looked like.
I think mine was, like, a neon green or a neon pink.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You bougie bitch.
I know, but I don't know why, like, I definitely want to fit in my room very well. So I think it was like one of those things I got for Christmas. I blew it up, sat in it for a day or two, and it was just
over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and now I have one that's still in the packaging. So I don't know. Maybe one day I'll bust it out. There's really no purpose for one.
No.
Like, it's just a novelty.
Yeah.
I feel like I would sit in it and just like, I don't
be comfy. Honestly.
No. I'm just, I don't know why, but I'm just envisioning, like, wearing shorts on one of these.
Yeah.
Okay, so number four, groovy chick bedding. I don't know what groovy chick is. Do you?
Is it, like, a brand, maybe?
Maybe. I'm doing a light Google here. Okay, so I feel like that looks familiar, but I don't know.
Oh, no. No.
Like, it's definitely like a...
I think it's an actual, like, character. Or is it a brand? I'm not sure.
I think it's a brand, right?
Regardless, no. And it doesn't really look familiar to me.
I don't recognize it. So that's a no for us, dog.
Next is a lava lamp, and I definitely did have a lava lamp.
So I wasn't allowed to have a lava lamp. My dad told me that it would burn the house down, and I was not allowed to have one.
I did have a lava lamp.
I always wanted one.
That's pretty cool.
And they're back. I did see them at Five Below, and I almost bought one just because I was like never like allowed to have one. But I'm like, you don't fucking need a lava lamp. That's literally the last thing you need.
Yeah. I feel like if I had a lava lamp, it would just give me anxiety because it doesn't match things in my home.
Yes, like that's. I feel like a lava lamp is a vibe, and that's not my vibe. No. It's a very distinctive vibe.
Yeah, I don't need a lava lamp.
So, and I don't feel like I would just like stare at a lava lamp for fun. And if I am staring at a lava lamp for fun,
that's a problem.
Someone assist me. 911. Yeah. Beanie Babies is number six.
Yes. All the Beanie Babies.
Fuck yes. I know we lightly touched on this in the summertime when I was having a slight mental breakdown as per usual. And I reordered a Bat Beanie Baby that I had when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It was my favorite. Had many Beanie Babies.
Me too. Love them all.
This summer, we really need to hit up the flea market because I'm telling you, Beanie Babies are still a thing. There's still a guy in a van that sells them.
All right. I'm here for it.
It's a quality item. Okay. So number seven, Impulse Spray and the whole range of Charlie perfumes.
I
feel like I've seen this on TikTok and it's not.
I don't think I don't remember that, but I do remember the fucking glitter thick cotton candy spray.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. You just unlocked a memory for me. I completely forgot about that. Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe again, a central Pennsylvania, just like always behind the times.
Maybe.
I don't know if this is like a little earlier for us, but no, I don't remember Charlie Red, but I do remember the thick ass.
Yes. Because you would spray it and it would literally
just like pour down. Like, it would not spray onto you. It would just, like, almost like a foam.
It would ooze out.
Yeah.
And it would get all over your hands. And that's really putting me into, like, the idea of, like, the body, like, the roll-on body glitter. Like, whole body just doused in glitter.
Yes.
I would do that now still. Fuck it.
Probably.
I almost bought. So, KKW Beauty has, like, a powder puff that you can, like, put on yourself and it's a shimmer. You know, just like a tasteful touch of hoe, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. I did not purchase it. I think I need like somebody to like walk with me with my bank card and just tell me no. Okay, so number eight, I did not have because my brother is significantly younger than me. A funky bunk bed.
I'm an only child.
Yep. So we're out of this one. No bunk beds. I think I've only ever slept in a bunk bed like once or twice when I would like stay at a friend's house. And I don't think it's worth the hype.
No.
They suck.
Yeah, not a fan.
They're terrifying.
No.
As an adult, like when I look at beach homes and I see rooms of just like bunk beds, it gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
Because you don't win
Why
either
can't
way.
You just put two single beds like on the ground. Like I would Amen. Rather sleep on a cot than sleep on a top bunk.
Literally. Or an air mattress.
Yeah, no.
I just, new to the bunk beds. Ooh, number nine, an electronic disco ball.
I did not have the traditional disco ball, but I did have one that spun, and it had, like, all the different, like, circle-colored lights on it, and then it would, like, beam the lights.
Ooh! You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I think I had one, too.
Yeah. Like, I think DJs still kind of have... You know, I thought I was like having a concert in my bedroom, so obviously I needed the disco ball thing.
Number 10, that yellow TV with a built-in VHS player. I don't know if my TV was yellow. What does that
mine
mean?
Mine was not yellow. I do know what they mean though. That it had like the built-in VCR.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I ever had one of those.
I I don't know that I did either.
I don't, because I don't remember having a TV in my room when I was like young. And I think that at the time I had one, it was a DVD player.
Yeah, I don't think I had a VCR in my room that I can remember.
But I can remember, like, having a VHS player and, like, trying to record, like, shows was, like, a whole, like, extravaganza. Because if you didn't hit it at the right time, you didn't get it.
Yep.
And if somebody recorded something over your VHS, and my dad would literally record, like, every, like, wrestling, like, event. Like, we just had tapes upon tapes of, like, wrestling events.
See, we didn't really tape things. Like, we had tapes, but we were not a taping family. We did not do that.
I felt like I was a professional back in the day.
It's almost like if you were trying to record your ringtone, like, off of a song on the radio or something.
Yes!
And you had to get it so it wasn't, like, too muffly, and you had to get it at the right time.
Yep, it's all about timing. Number 11, a pin board.
I don't think I had a pin board. I did have, a bulletin board at one point, but I don't think we were in the same, like, time frame here. Like, I don't think... Like, I don't think I had it for these things. Like, I remember, and I do remember someone from my mom's work made me, like, a cool one. Like, they put some, like, wooden things on it.
Oh.
Like, I had, like, a basketball little thing on there, and I think they, like, wrote my name pretty cool on it. Again, unlocking memories here.
I know, seriously. Like, as we're talking about this, like, I'm remembering stuff that I haven't thought about in a long time.
Yeah, but definitely not the same concept.
No.
Oh my god.
I had so many of these glow in the dark stars.
Yes.
I had them, I think, honestly, in every bedroom I've been in. I think even like my last, like, I even looked into getting them like recently because they're just cool. Maybe not as many because I had an excessive, alarming fucking amount.
I definitely had a lot of them.
They're a
staple.
And
I never took them down and they weren't even like glow in the dark anymore, but they were still up there.
I know, you couldn't part with them. Like, you can't take them down. I don't know if it's on the list, so I'm going to say it. And if it is, then whatever. But door beads.
I did not have any door beads either.
I had door beads.
I did have, from Limited 2, like a bed canopy, though.
Oh!
Yeah. It was fancy.
Limited 2 back in the day was a fucking vibe.
It was.
All right, number 13. A PlayStation 1 or an NX... or. I'm sorry, an N64.
I did have a Nintendo 64.
I definitely had a PlayStation, but I don't think I had a Nintendo. I didn't like video games that much. It just never really was my thing.
I'm pretty sure my mom got me a Super Nintendo at a yard sale, and I was really into it, but then my dad got really into it, so I think it turned into more of a thing for my dad than for me. I still liked it. Super Mario is badass, but...
I don't know if I've ever really played Super Mario.
Love it.
Oh, number 14. A dance mat. DDR. Dance Dance Revolution.
I did not have my own DDR, but I definitely played it at many friends' houses.
I had one. It was literally like the time of my fucking life.
It was intense.
It was. Like, can you get a good workout on one of those too? I think that there's, like, an updated version of this that, like, you can get now, like, I've seen. But I think it's, like, with controllers versus, like, having, like, a mat.
No, I want the mat.
I know. Like, the mat was a whole thing. Number 15. A fish.
I had one fish one time, and it died very quickly.
Do you remember we had an aquarium for a short amount of time, which was very random? But I just... I don't know.
And I definitely never had a sea monkey. That's the last thing.
I always wanted a sea monkey. But what are they? Like, what is a sea monkey?
I don't know.
Is it an animal? Is it an insect? No. Is it a fish?
I don't know. I think it's like kind of like a plankton or something.
Oh.
Like on that level.
Do they get big?
I don't know. No, I don't think.
I don't know a lot about sea monkeys.
I definitely know I never had one though.
I always wanted a sea monkey. Then for some reason I got hamsters and that was just a fucking disaster.
Brine shrimp sold as pets. So I guess it was like plankton.
Ooh, I kind of want to see a close-up of a sea monkey. Oh, that is horrifying.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was thinking of like a character sea monkey, I think in my mind, that was friendly and welcoming and warm. That is not it. And now for the final and everybody's favorite segment, live from the fishbowl.
Alan, who are we picking today?
Alan's helping us.
Uh-oh. We have Need a Girl, Part 1 by P. Diddy, featuring Usher and Loon.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever heard that song. Oh my God.
I need a girl to ride, ride, ride. I need a girl to make my wife.
Okay, maybe I have heard it.
She's all my I need a girl in my life. That was really good, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I think American Idol should be your next step.
I think so.
All right. So, Omvi, we know what P. Diddy is up to.
And Usher, I mean, he's still putting some jams out.
He truly is. Who is Loon? He was on Bad Boy Records.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Usher has gotten a Las Vegas residency.
What?
Opening July 2021.
Maybe that's where we need to go. I think that'd be so fun.
It could be fun.
I just want an excuse. I just want to go to Vegas. I just, any excuse to go there.
I mean, let's see how much are tickets.
We're doing a little research here. Is it on Planet Hollywood?
It is at the Caesar.
Oh.
Oh my God, they're like $150 each.
Honestly, that's not...
And that's like the highest.
Oh, that's the highest ticket price?
Like the highest.
Oh, my bad.
What is... Oh my God. People are paying $620. Oh my God.
I would only pay that for Britney Spears.
Okay, so like the front-ish row... So there's like the general admission pit, there's VIP tickets, and then there's like the 100 level seats.
Okay.
$1,656.
I'm sorry, what?
For Usher. He only has a few dates though, so I don't know if they're going to like add more or what, but he has like Friday, Saturday, like a couple dates, like the end of July. And then it jumps to, like, December. So, I don't know.
Christmas with Usher.
I don't know if they're just waiting. You could spend New Year's Eve with Usher.
That would be fucking phenomenal.
Maybe we should look into that.
I think that...
Same price. I mean, we would obviously be in the back, but...
I feel like we could have a good time in, like, the 100 level. We would be...
The 100 level? Those are $700.
Oh, I thought you meant that was the like, highest one. The mimosas must be kicking in. I thought you meant those were, like, the ones that were up.
Yes. For $139, we'll be in the high seat.
Okay.
That is where we can afford.
Yes. I'd bring in 2022 with Usher.
We could look into this. I think it might be a thing.
That would be so fun.
That would be. All I need to do, I need to see him just saying yeah. Like,
yes! Oh my God. Like, and I'm just like spinning wheels here, but like New Year's Eve, like, do you think like Lil Jon would make an appearance? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'm here for it.
I feel like he'd have to do something big if it's like New Year's Eve.
Hopefully we're allowed in public.
Yeah. My God, I hope so. Also, update, Loon reunites with Diddy following his prison release, So he must have been doing some light jail time.
Okay, good.
He's 45 years old. He's in a few movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he was in prison for 9 years.
What did he do?
Let me see here. Okay, so he pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute 1 kilogram or more of heroin, and was sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Oh, good. Good.
And COVID-19 saved his ass, apparently.
All right, Loon. I'm glad you're out, buddy. That's good.
That's rough, Loon. Oh, geez. Well, Another live from the Fishbowl segment, just digging into where the 90s and 2000 rappers are today.
You know, at least there's a few that are still going strong.
I know. I'm very happy to see it.
Well, we are going to finish our mimosas.
Yes, definitely yes. And we will see you guys next week. Follow us on Instagram and subscribe to the pod.